Festival! Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Welcome to Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Pastor Patricia Bitterman. So glad you're with us on this morning.
Every praise, every praise, every praise,
your God is now helping us sing every praise.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's to
amen, amen. Thank God for Jesus, and thank Jesus for the blood. Good morning. You are listening to the Gospel Healing Hour with Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. For this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and he told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. He is good, and his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Aren't you glad that you're connected to the vine? Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine. And it's so good to know that we have a connection through and with the vine. Jesus Christ, the Son, the living God. I tell you, I am so happy in Christ today. When I look over the airways and I see the storm that hit Buffalo, New York, I have loved ones in Buffalo, but I'm happy to report on this morning that my loved ones are safe. I tell you, I am so happy in Christ today that prayer makes a difference. I prayed for my family that they would be safe. And then I said, God, not only my family, you love all the people in Buffalo. God, I pray for them as well. So I just thank God for God being God today. He is God and Lord of our life. Without him, we are nothing. Without the Lord, we will fail. I tell you, you need him whether you think you need him or not. Whether you think that you're in charge and you're in control of your footsteps. But the Bible declares that the steps of a good man, and so we women don't feel left out, I'll include a woman, the steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. We are the children of God. We are the sheep of his pasture, and he loves us so much. I tell you, I'm excited. It is cold here in Delaware. I think it's a tad bit warmer today than it's been for the last 2 days. But God is good. The electricity didn't go out. I didn't freeze last night. And I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful that I have Christ in my life. Where would I be without him? It would be so lonely, so dark, and so dreary. I am grateful, truly grateful, that I have Christ, and he's in my life. I am so grateful, truly grateful, that I have Christ, and Christ is in my life. I just wanted to sing that little tune just to let you know that Jesus makes the difference in our lives. Jesus makes the difference in our situations. Don't be caught dead without him, but better than that, don't be caught alive without him. What's in your heart? I know Samuel says, what's in your wallet, but what's in your heart? Who's in your heart? If Jesus is in your heart while you're alive, then you don't have to worry about being caught dead without him. Ooh, I love the Lord. And I won't take it back because he is so good to me. And I know that you can say the same thing. He is good to you. God is good to all of his creation. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. He made us, he made the earth, and he gave us everything that we could possibly need. Yes, I still have some wants. I have a very strong want. But you know what? I'm making it with what I need. And when the time comes, I think I brought a message in due season, I'll reap if I faint not. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, she says. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Dr. Scott, I thank God for you, and I would like for you to just have a few words this morning. This is our program together, the Thursday program, and after you're done speaking, I would like to hear your theme song, I Feel a Breakthrough Coming Your Way, for the move of God is going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God's going to bless you. Just you hold on. So just hold on. A change is coming. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Just hold on, for the change is coming. For the move of God is, hey, God, thank you. For the move of God is on the way. Oh, God, we love you. We worship and we adore you. Oh, bless his name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, I just want to thank you, as always, for giving us a few words of upliftment, and I look forward to even more on this program. I want to go out to the listeners and tell the listeners that today really is a glorious day. You know, a lot of people get up and they look out the window and they say, well, it's cold, and then they feel miserable. And then they look out the window and they say, oh, it's warm, and they feel happy. Well, dear friends, I just want to tell you, we have to be happy every day because Jesus loves us and God has given us soul and spirit, and God is uplifting us every moment. So let that joy that is a natural part of who we are, let that God love just rain down and rain out. Let's feel it in our hearts. Sometimes there's some who say, you create your own world. Well, God created the world, and in that world, God gave us joy. He gave us Jesus. He gave us Jesus' blood, and he uplifts us every moment. Talking to the pastor the other day, and she reminded me that God says, look, do the prayer, but don't spend your time praying. Spend your time thanking, praise. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing that that love that God has opened the heavens with is poured out on us on every moment. Some of us walk through the day like we're in umbrellas. So God is pouring this love out, and we've got an umbrella up, preventing that love from coming to us, from feeling it. Some of us, we have anger. We remember what happened years ago. And all that is just a burden on us. It just holds us down. Take down your umbrellas. Let God's love shower you in this moment. Say in your hearts, dear God, I release anything, Lord, that is preventing me from feeling your love. And, Lord, I open my heart to accept it. I release and get rid of anything and rebuke anything or anybody that's trying to interfere with me receiving your love. Lord, I release and rebuke any thought, any feeling, any idea that's interfering. And Lord, I stand before you. My umbrella's down. Lord, fill me with your holy grace. Let me be completely anointed in this moment. And Lord, let me carry that every moment. And Lord, let any and everybody who happens to be around me know that I'm a child of God, that I've been born again. Have mercy. Lord, we are blessed in this moment. Yes, we are. We're so blessed that I completely, Lord, forgive me, did not cue up the song that the pastor wants me to play. But, Lord, I just tell you, it is a joy to be in your world. It is a joy to be one of your children. It is joy to be chosen to spread and share the gospel, to present myself as a living example of your love to all the world, and to know that I'm working with a pastor who has that spirit and who knows every moment that a move of God is on the way.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell him it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Yeah. goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
I want to encourage the people of God as we are nearing the end of the year. We have one more calendar month left before it's December 31st, and we're looking forward into crossing over into 2015. And 2014 has been a hard year for me. It started out in the beginning of the year with me losing a loved one that was very, very dear to me. But you know what? Through it all, Andre Crouch wrote a song and said, I've had many hills and I've had many hills and mountains and I've had many valleys, but I thank God for the storms that you brought me through in every situation. You know, God brought me through. God gave me blessed constellation. And I know I'm not putting it in the order form, but you can Google it or go on YouTube and pull up Through It All. That's the title of the song. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God. And I'm so grateful again that I have Christ in my life, because in him we live, we move, and we have our being. I don't care how many vitamin pills you may take in the morning and take your two at bedtime, and you feel like you get an energy drink and you'll get energy from the drink and all of that. But without God, your drink and your vitamins is null and void. You can do nothing without the Lord. And when we realize that, our days are not so fearful. They're not so treacherous. I didn't say when the death occurred, Lord, what am I going to do? But I did manage to say, Lord, I don't know why, but I thank you in spite of how my heart is feeling right now. And don't you know, God has brought me to a close. There was a project that I had, and because I reverence God and I trust God, I had a lady just on last week before last, when I was in her presence and she was seeking a home, and I know God had told her that she would get the home, but she said to me, she said, Patty, I trust God. I trust God with all that's in me. I just don't trust man. She said, so until I get the keys in my hand, then I don't know what these people might do. But don't you know, she kept on trusting God. And she got the keys put in her hand, and she was able to move over last weekend. I tell you, God is a right now God. He is an everlasting Father. She took her umbrella down of doubt in God. She did not doubt God. She doubted man. But you see, I want to take it a step farther. If you are trusting in God, you don't even have to fear man, because God got it. God's going to take care of the man. So, no, you don't put your trust in the landlord. No, you don't. You keep on trusting in God and knowing that God is even in control over the landlord. It'll be just like the unjust judge who did not want to avenge the woman, but he had no choice. God touched his heart, and he gave the woman, he granted her her petition, because God touched his heart. She touched God, and God touched him. Oh, I tell you, the umbrellas have to come down. I told Dr. Scott while the song was playing, and he opened my line and had a little chat with me. I said, Dr. Scott, that prayer was awesome. The words were just, I'm telling you, they were just, oh, my God, I'm just carried away here. And I said, the umbrella, I know that was a nugget that came from on high, and I'm just so grateful, whoo, about the umbrella this morning. Many times God has tried to get things to us, but because he said, I will pour, didn't say it was coming from the bottom up, he said, I'm pouring it from the top. I'm at the top pouring you out blessings. And you're not even going to have enough room to hold all these things. But we put our umbrellas up, and therefore the blessing is hovering, but our umbrella is preventing the blessing from getting to us. Do you understand that? Take your umbrellas down this morning. Thank you, God, for the nugget. And thank you, Dr. Scott, for releasing what you heard in the spirit about the umbrella. I tell you, take your umbrellas down. We had a message in my church when I was a little girl, and one of the missionaries preached, take the brakes off of God. Well, take your umbrellas down so that the blessing that God wants to give to you can get to you. But you're blocking the blessing from coming to you in the fullness. Yes, you can have your umbrella up and you can get a drop or two of rain, but it's not like you're going to get soaked. I want to be drenched this morning with the blessings of God. Rain down on me, Lord. Let the blessings from heaven fall down upon me. He says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Have you poured out anything? Well, that's coming in a full abundance. It is coming full forth. I want the fullness of, oh God, I'm excited about the word. Thank you again, God, for the umbrella. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for being a servant of God, a messenger, and to know that you heard God and you spoke what you heard. Now, I want to read this passage of scripture here in Isaiah. I was talking to one of the persons on last night about Hezekiah. And you know what? It just goes right along with the umbrella on today. I'd like to give a shout out to all of our listeners. God bless you. God bless you. And we will be here next Thursday, which is Thanksgiving Day on the calendar. But with me, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. There isn't a day that comes my way that I don't take a moment to say, Lord, I thank you. Even when I'm fixing my breakfast, Lord, I thank you. Even in my car, I say, Lord, I thank you. While I'm sitting up during the day, I just lift my hands up to the ceiling and I say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, we could not thank God enough. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. I couldn't thank him enough. So how about you? Get on board. Let's go to the word of God in the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter of the book of Isaiah. You know, I told you the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost upon reading the entire book of Isaiah. And let's go with that first verse. In the days Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. And this is what the prophet said to Hezekiah. It's time for you to die. And you need some things in your life in order. In order for you to make it in with the Lord, there are some things in your house, meaning your mind, your body, and your soul, that has to come in line with the oracles and the command and the order of God. Isn't it nice when God loves you just that much to send you out a prophet or a prophetess with a warning saying, get things in order. Do what you need to do because you're getting ready to die. Ooh, I imagine that was frightening to hear those words. I don't know if I want to hear God just yet say to me, Patty, get your house in order because you're getting ready to die. But should he do that, then I would start cleaning my house by saying, Lord, forgive me. That would be the first thing that I would do. I'd say, Lord, forgive me. Then the second thing that I would do is say, God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit spirit within me. And the third thing I would do is say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you are greater than great. Without you, I am nothing. And God, I thank you for the moment to come to you to get my house in order. For the sins that I have committed, I asked you to forgive me. Oh, God, I bless your name. You are the one and only God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. I would begin to bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Should God send me a message of such, that's how I would remove the umbrella that I have in my heart, that I'm too stout-hearted, too stubborn to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. And then if I have wronged anyone else, I would make it right. I would call them, or if I was in the area in which they were in, I would go to them and say, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've caused you. I'm sorry for the pain that I put you through. Lord, help me to get it right. Oh, I don't know why God is going this way this morning, but he's God, and he can do as he pleases. And let's move down here to the next verse. You know what? Let me just read that again. In those days, Hezekiah became ill, didn't say what his illness is, and was at the point of death. He hadn't died yet. He was very sick, though. Very, very sick. He was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. Now, this seems like a little controversy here as I read a little bit further. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholeheartedness, hearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. He became bitter over the statement because he was going back over, God, I have walked upright before you. I have trusted in you. I have done all that you told me to do. And now you're telling me that I'm not going to recover from this illness. I don't feel like I'm being treated fairly, God. There are others that don't even respect you. There are others that don't even tell you thank you. There are others that don't even call upon your name. But I call upon your name, God, and you are not going to heal my body. You're telling me that the illness is going to take me to my death, to my resting place. God, I'm bitter. I don't like the message that I receive. I repent before you daily. If I've made an error and I'm not aware of it, I repent in spite of, just in case I have offended thee, O God. And you send me a message like this. Hezekiah took the umbrella down because he could have taken what Isaiah spoke to him. But he said, I'm going to remove what I heard about I'm going to die. And I'm going to God and get what I need. I need answers directly from God. I don't need anybody between me and God, because I talk to him myself. Now, God, I'm coming to you telling you how I feel. I'm putting you in remembrance of what I do. Oh, God, look at, woo, look, just look at this. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Now, he didn't get mad with Isaiah. Isaiah is only the deliverer of the message, the word of God. You people who are listening and will be listening to this recording, you get mad with the preacher because the preacher is getting his orders from God. You need to go directly to the source. If God sent me with a word for you, don't take it out on me. Do like Hezekiah did. Say, look, I don't have no time to argue with Isaiah. Isaiah is just someone that's being led of the Spirit to come and give me that message. I need to get to the one who gave Isaiah the message. I'm turning my face to the wall. And I'm going to seek God for myself. I'm going to beseech him for myself. Never mind what Isaiah said. I need to talk to the Lord. And that's what we need to do. When we go to church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever we go to the house of the good Lord, when the message comes from the preacher, if it hits you, then don't get mad and say, I'm not going back to church again. Who do he think he is? Who do she think she is to tell me what to do? No, go to whom the message came from. God is big enough to handle any question that you may have concerning the word that you receive. So let's go back to this again. I thank God for the word. Isn't the word good? Oh, it's just so good. I just love eating the word of God. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully. Now, some of us cannot remind God because we have no life. We have no prayer life. We have no holy life. We just have life that God gave us in the beginning. We have no relationship with the Lord whatsoever. So therefore, when God tells you death is coming to you, you cannot go back and remind God. All you can do is say, why? Why? Why me? Why me? Why? But Hezekiah didn't say, why me? He said, God, look at what I've done. I have walked faithfully before you. And with wholeheartedness. You see, he wasn't wishy-washy. He wasn't saved today, and then tomorrow he was a backslider. And then the next day he said, let me jump back in here and get back in line with God. He walked wholeheartedly. He walked with a oneness. He said, faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then, verse number 4, then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, the one who brought him the message in the first place. Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city. This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back 10 steps. It has gone down on the stairway of. So the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. Woo! My God. You know what? God will give you a sign to let you know, I got this. I heard you. I'm going to fix it. I mean, Isaiah had not even left the vicinity. That's how quickly Hezekiah got in touch with God. Now, if I had been the one who got that message, I probably would have been saying, well, what is wrong with Isaiah? Why would he come and tell me some junk like that? How come God didn't tell me himself? God know me. I talk to God every morning. If God wanted to tell me something, God could have told me himself. Why he got to send Hezekiah? Why he got to send Isaiah? Why he got to send Gregory Scott? Why he have to send Pastor Patricia Benjamin to tell me anything? I have a relationship with God. I talk to God on a daily basis. But God sent the prophet. And the prophet obeyed. And he gave him the message. Hezekiah did not waste time with vain stuff. He went directly to the source. Some of you that's going to hear this message, take your umbrella down and get to the source. Get there in spite of what the doctor's report is. Get there. Don't let an umbrella form between you and your blessing. To the source. God is all in all. Get to God. I don't care what it looks like. And if God chooses to let you die after you've had your conversation with him, then do as he instructed. Get your house in order. Clean your heart. Clean your vessel. Get it right. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood, get right. Get right with God. Oh, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. And I'm sure the song might have come out of I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. Long as I live, while troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. I see the story this morning of Hezekiah. He didn't complain. He didn't complain. He went to God, the one who holds the power of life and death in his hand, and he said, God, I walk faithfully before you. Wholehearted, I was devoted to thee. Oh, when you put God in the remembrance of the things that you've done, that was upright, pleasing in his sight, you can go to God and you can tell him, Lord, I did what was right. I did what was right. I did what you said for me to do. Oh, God, have no other choice. You can bring God to change his mind. That's it's in the book I just read, Isaiah. Let me give it back to you. Isaiah, the 38th chapter. God changed his mind about death for Hezekiah. God told Isaiah, go back and tell him, I have added 15 more years to his life. Whew. Aren't you glad that you're walking upright? Aren't you glad that you are walking faithfully in the presence of the Lord, that you can go to God and God will stop death on your behalf, on your request? He reminded God God, I've not let you down. In other words, he was saying, I don't want to leave here just yet. I may have a few more people that I want to talk to. I want to recover from my sick bed. Isaiah can't do it, but you can. So that's why I didn't discuss this, the Green. That's why I didn't discuss this with Pastor Brown. That's why I didn't discuss it with Pastor Watermelon and Pastor Pumpkin Seed. I came directly to the God of my salvation, the one in whom I put my trust. Oh, the umbrella went up, but he removed it when he went to God. Woo, I'm so happy today. My God in heaven. That was the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter. Read it for yourself, and then you can understand how God stopped time. He made it back up. God can do what he wants to do, and God will do what he said he will do. Someone said, you can't hurry God. No, you just have to wait. But I see here in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah's book is telling the story of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah didn't have to wait for God to make up his mind. Immediately, God said, look here, messenger, go back and tell him, thus saith the Lord, that I've added 15 years unto his life. Some of us need God to add, and I don't mean 15 years like you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but we need a 15-year life support where we will know that without a shadow of a doubt, that in him who we trusted is able to weather the storm, to bring us through whatever is going on in our life. We need that time added unto our minds, our thought pattern. We need to take the umbrella down so that God can do what he needs to do for us, so that God can do what he wants to do. God wanted to give him life and life more abundantly. So but when he went to God without murmuring and complaining, he just said, God, look, it is what it is. I know I'm sick and I'm at the point of death. There's no cure for what's ailing me. But I just want to remind you that I've served you faithfully, wholeheartedly. I trusted you. I devoted my time to thee. Ooh, I just love this. My time is winding up. Let me just read, if I may, Dr. Scott, just let me just read this in the book of the Epistle of Peter, 1 Peter, and I saw something. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice through now, though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, yet loved, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. I'm going to stop right there, but that was the first epistle of Peter. We have First and Second Peter, and that's First Peter found in the New Testament, and that was the first chapter, and I began reading at the third verse. May the Lord God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. May he sanctify you wholly and grant you peace, for this is my prayer for you. Amen.
Amen there, Pastor. You know, I was thinking when I heard you read about Isaiah coming to Hezekiah, and Hezekiah turned to the wall and said, "Lord, I have kept the faith." Now, if a prophet came to you or came to me right now, could we say, and I want to say to your listeners, can you say, "Lord, I have walked the walk. I've spoken the truth. I've lived my life righteously. I have accepted that Jesus has forgiven my sins. But Lord, you know that I have done your work and lived in your will." How many of us can say that? How many of us, if death came to our door, could say to the prophet, could say to God, "Lord, I have followed your teachings. Lord, I've avoided transgressions. Lord, I've avoided sin in my life. Lord, I have worshiped you. I have adored you. How many, I've praised your name continuously." How many of us could say that and could say it with such clarity that God could say, "Now I'm going to add a few more years so you can continue doing my work"? That's really something to think about. And I want to thank the pastor for bringing that to our attention, because any moment God can call us home. We all know that story about the rich man who had so much, and he put up his stores, and he said, "Now how am I going to spend this in the future?" And God called him home that night. He said, "Fool, I require your soul." How many of us might get that call? So let the message of the pastor be one to each and all of us now to bring ourselves in complete alignment with God's work and with the Lord's will. So as the pastor just said, amen.
Developers, 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 developers.
Excuse me, that I wanted to hear F.C. Barnes, and that's what had come up, but apparently something else superseded it. This is going to be Daryl Coley singing to us, reminding us that we are worthy.
Amen. God is so worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And we're not going to put the umbrella up between us and God. Let the blessings overtake us. Let us prepare to go into a new year with the umbrella down so that we can see all that God, receive all that God has in store for us. Because, you know, in the book of Jeremiah, and I believe it's around the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, and it says, the Lord is speaking, and he said, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have concerning you, and the thoughts are the plans that I have for your life. It's not thoughts of evil, but thoughts of good. God doesn't inflict evil, even sickness, upon us. There are scriptures that say that he will let the pestilence and all of those things, but that's for a person who is completely in being just, you know, so defiant against what God is saying and asking us to do. You see how Hezekiah handled that? He didn't rebel. He did not rebel. He did not start an argument with Isaiah. He says, I got to get to God in a hurry because I can fix this. I can put God in remembrance of the things I've done. And God then will say, you know what? I got your attention. And because you handled yourself well, because you didn't act unseemly, because you didn't get mad with Isaiah and say, I don't ever want God to do nothing else for me anymore. I don't even want to hear nothing from no more prophet. I don't want another lying prophet to come and tell me nothing. But that's what we do. I've had so many prophecies about one particular thing. I said, look, I said to Dr. Scott, I said, I put the umbrella up because I don't want to hear it. I don't want that falling down in my ears. But I had to take the umbrella down. I had to repent. And I said, God, let patience have her perfect work in my life. I had to go and encourage myself with scripture. God, the prophets and the prophetess have spoke this, but now give me the patience that I need to wait for you to bring it to pass. So see, I blew it. I went to blaming the prophets. But I see where Hezekiah didn't blame Isaiah. He said, oh, I got to turn my face towards God. Whether it be to the wall, whether it be your eyes looking up to the ceiling, whether it be, as David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. Whatever way you need to get God's attention, if it's standing in the shower talking to him about the circumstance, about the news that you got, do it. And do it without murmuring and complaining. And do it quickly. Make haste. We want God to make haste and come to us, but we don't make haste a lot of times getting to God. And he's just a prayer away. Oh, I tell you, you have not seen your best days yet. I know when it gets close to the end of the year, prophets start telling you this and start telling you that, but I'm going to tell you that if you would put your umbrella down.
Amen.
For the last few days in this year, if you would put your umbrellas down, that what God has in store for you, and along with you putting God in remembrance that, God, I have kept thy statutes. I have walked circumspectly. I have walked upright before you. I have done what's pleasing in your sight. I guarantee you, God will send you a word telling you you ain't seen your best days yet. I had a luncheon For you all know that I was just ordained as a pastor, was elevated to pastorship on the 6th of September, and I have elderly people in the town where I grew up in New York. I have some older saints, 87, 88, 90, that wasn't able to come from New York to Delaware for the ordination. I have some younger ones, too, that wasn't able to make it because they have operations and whatever reasons why they were not able to come on that selected date. But they loved me, and they were proud of what God had done in my life. Some of them heard the prophecy over my life when I was a baby that this time would take place. And God has left them there to witness it. So what I did, along with Dr. Scott, we got the copy of the DVD from my pastor, and we put it on the computer with a screen and projector, and we played the ordination DVD for the elderly saints and some young people, too, that couldn't come. They were working to see me being robed as a pastor. And it was just a beautiful sight to behold. It was my first time seeing it myself. I was the character, so therefore I didn't get the full effect of them putting this garment on and that garment on and that one and that one. And the last thing that my pastor robed me with was the cross. It was finished at the cross. And when I saw that, it brought tears to my eyes. And I thank God for being able to show that to the elderly saints that loved me and heard the prophecy go out over my life, and they saw it come to pass. No, they weren't there to see the actual event, but they saw it on video. You're not there when the man make those television scenes either, but you watch it and feel like you were there. So that's how that going. I just thank God, but I want to let you know that you haven't seen your best days yet. But know this, should the Lord call you, make sure that your house is in order with
think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins.
Yes, we don't care what's going on, whether you're at the depths of the ice, your best day is yet to come. This is Glory United Ministries. This is Dr. Ray Scott and Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't.
is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on